Ben, first and foremost, how are you doing during these times right now?
Doing great.
Good.
Of course, we're staying pretty isolated, but other than that, everything's good.
Good to hear. Well, obviously the big news of the weekend, the New York State Championships for the spring sports season have been officially canceled. How did this decision come to be, knowing that you and the other executive directors from the other sections met with the state?
Well, everybody, of course, got feedback from their schools and where they were. And the thought was, because of the timing, it would be very difficult to get the states in. You have to go through your sectional qualifiers first and then the regionals. And to get to the sectionals, and you're talking weeks at a time, it just didn't seem like it would work out. And the idea was, if schools are allowed to open, the better choice would be to try and get some league events in and try to honor those seniors and give them some closure for their school years.
Can you take me through a little bit of a timeline when it comes to this decision? And did you have any specific roles with it? Or was it pretty much kind of like what you alluded to, gathering information from various schools and then being the executive director of Section 4, presenting what our specific section felt like was the best information?
Right. We did a survey of our schools asking them about the state championships and sectional championships and what they really would like to do. And it was pretty unanimous that the state championships, there was just no way we could get them in. And then the hope was, if schools were to open, if we could get sectionals in, that would be fine. But that's a two-week period. And then you've got a practice week and regular season games with leagues. You just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Logistically.
I believe it. Ben Nelson joining us here on BTL, Executive Director of Section 4 Athletics. One thing that I thought of is that this has got to be a big financial loss for Section 4, considering that it hosts the state baseball championships down in the Binghamton area.
Yes, except that, of course, we don't get anything for that.
Yeah, right.
That's all state-generated revenue. We just host it and do a lot of volunteers, as we did for the basketball, and we do for a lot of the state championships that Section 4 hosts.
Right. The press release that came out from Chris Watson and Dr. Robert Zaya says that the regular season is still on hold, as you kind of alluded to, and that the decision of having regular season contests would be up to each individual section. Do you feel like there will be a spring sports season?
Well, every league is planning for it. But I think the news is going to come out Friday from what we heard from the governor, whether schools will be allowed to open. And, of course, they'd have to be open for us to have any kind of sporting events.
There is some optimism that maybe if things go back to a quote-unquote normal, that, you know, school could very well go into the summer months. Do you feel like you guys would be willing to have spring sports during those summer months if school does go on during that time?
Yeah, we certainly would be willing to do anything. I'm not sure that would be allowed. I mean, I think they're talking about summer school, but again, I don't think that would include sports. And I'm not sure schools with the financial struggles they're going to be having would be in favor of that either.
Yeah. Section 8 and Section 11 obviously have been hit very hard by the pandemic, and they have just opted out of having a spring sports season. Do you, in your mind, have a set deadline of when you'd like to make a decision, or is it kind of go with the flow sort of mindset?
Well, I think it'll be this Friday, depending on what the governor says.
Yeah.
If he gives any hope or light to schools opening, then we would continue our talks about trying to do whatever sporting events we can. Mm-hmm. If he says schools aren't going to be open the rest of the school year, then that would end it.
Where would people be able to find that information based on what the governor says on Friday?
Well, I think he'll come out with a press release, as far as I know.
Okay. you know, kind of, we're chatting with Ben Nelson, by the way, executive director of Section 4 Athletics. How has this been for you personally? I can only imagine how difficult it's been because, as I've told other people in the past, you know, a couple of weeks, there's no playbook for any of this stuff, and these are just some unprecedented territories that none of us have ever been through. So for you personally, with being in charge of Section 4 Athletics, how difficult has it been handling this stuff, considering that there's really no other instances where you probably have ever had to do anything like this?
That's definitely correct. We've never had anything like this. And the difficult, real difficult part is day to day. You never know what changes are going to occur. And you have the situation where New York City, Long Island are different than upstate New York. So it's difficult to tell or plan on anything. And everybody hopes that they'll be able to do something. But each week, each day, gives you a different story.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to make any real consistent plans, even to the point of fall sports. They're talking about whether there's going to be a fall sports season with all the restrictions on social distancing and masks, face masks, and all of that. Nobody really knows anything for sure. It's the day-by-day decisions that affect us.
How difficult has this been for you, just as somebody who's been around this area in Section 4 Athletics for as long as you have, just knowing that this is completely different than anything that we've ever dealt with, and just knowing that, you know, probably in some ways your life is on hold and kind of going on a day-to-day sort of basis?
Well, I guess for me, the word would be flexible. As a coach, you have to be flexible. You know, whether it's practice or games, you have to adjust to each situation. And certainly that's, to me, one of the values of having student athletes participate in sports is the value of flexibility and adjusting to the different situations. So it's a day-by-day flexibility and adjustment that we have to make both personally and in our roles with athletics.
Ben Nelson joining us here on BTL, Executive Director of Section 4 Athletics. What do you miss most about the spring sports season right now?
Well, definitely watching games. and I get to see, you know, we have 70 schools, so I get to try at least see one game from each area, or two, depending on the league involvement. But that's, to me, that's what's great, to all the contests, whether it's golf or baseball or softball or track and field. They're all just great to see those student athletes participate and compete.
This may be a tough question to answer, but are you feeling optimistic about things, or are you feeling a little pessimistic about things? Because, you know, everybody has a different opinion and different thoughts, and for me, I'll be honest, I'm a pessimistic person by nature, so that's kind of unfortunately how I feel. But how are you feeling with all of this in seeing a high school sports season for the spring?
Well, certainly optimistic, and I try to deal that way. With the fall sports, I'm not so optimistic about the spring.
Okay.
And again, I'm sure we're going to hear something on Friday, as far as, is this going to be extended 2 weeks, or is it going to be closed for the rest of the year, schools? And that's what we depend on, what happens with the schools opening.
Some wild times, and as you said, you just got to be flexible with it. I guess that's the best way to basically go about it day by day. Ben, as always, I really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Stay safe, stay healthy, and be well, okay?
And the same to you, and always good talking with you.